coming up on the YouTube yet.
Here's a song.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, I'm waiting for, there it goes. See, it's just now starting to broadcast. So.
Oh, okay.
So let me mute it.
I got this stupid fucking thing. It says it's blocking Chris and Nick.
Oh, yeah. StreamYard. Live YouTube comments show up in your StreamYard. This is an example. Please click on the comment to show it on your screen. All right. Well, Matt, you can work on that, and I'll start.
You guys are doing real great. Real good.
Live. It doesn't matter. Okay. Here we go.
Found a podcast named Jay and Jack. I hit subscribe and I never turn back. Over the years, well, some hosts have changed. Doesn't matter, cause they're still the same. Everybody loves the Ramblecast. Everybody loves the Ramblecast. Lay down your worry, just forget your past. Cause everybody loves you on the Ramblecast.
There you go.
That was your best one yet.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
It was. I'm always impressed, Nick.
You get better each week.
Each week, I try.
Yeah. I thought you were going to break out some Abbey Road stuff, you know?
I should have, but that was one of the... Well, I was trying to think of earlier, because it's the 14th anniversary of Jay and Jack. And actually, I really originally wanted to do a Grateful Dead song, because Richard Hunter died. The lyricist for Robert Hunter for the Grateful Dead passed away, and I wanted to do, but it was hard to find one, a Grateful Dead song that I could do. So I chose that one. That was Hungry Heart by Bruce Springsteen.
Thank you. I'm kind of trying to.
Atta boy.
Who the hell sings this damn song?
Well, it wasn't. I just noticed your name.
You mean Jack throwing shade?
Yeah. I just noticed his name.
Because Matt definitely said last week, Jack's finishing in last.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you did. It was in the chat. Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I never said that you were finishing last.
Oh, yeah.
I would have never made that even. I would have never even made that claim about Steve Martin.
It was in his chat. It was in the chat. I saved it. I screenshot it.
Okay, you post that on Instagram. I want proof. Okay,
it was one of you, and I'm blaming Matt.
All right. Well, if any listeners out there wants to be the whistleblower on this thing and blow it wide open, please.
Hey, look, I heard it from someone. Right, well, heard it from a friend who.
Yeah.
Heard it from a friend who.
Wasn't fucking me, dude. So.
Well, it was one of you fuckers, but I didn't finish it last.
What was the? What was the?
Why are you making fun of Richard Pryor? But yeah. You know he was a good dude.
Yeah,
he was a hot comic in his day.
He was exactly. He was on fire for a while.
I don't know how he. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how he finished in last.
That's true.
Well, I would have, and for the record, I already mentioned this, but I would have probably gone with Robin Williams had I not completely forgotten some of the comics that I had. Mentally was like, oh yeah, I should pick this, I should pick that. But by the time we get to our picks and I'm a gin into the wind, you tend to forget stuff. And then you got Chris over there who's all like, come on, man, it's your time.
Well, I mean, it's inferred. You have a specific set of time to do to give your response.
What do you mean? You had us on a clock.
I did.
So there.
And he was last to go, so he knew exactly what to expect.
And he remembered once I said, hey, no one picked Robin Williams. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
But Jack's going to finish in last anyway.
So there is quite a few people responding on the poll.
Yeah, it got a little ugly.
How many of them do you think actually listened to hearing me tell them to go fuck themselves for adding all that shit to the
book? I would say none of them. I mean, anybody in the chat, did you?
20%.
20%.
Now, I forgot to. I initially made the mistake of not putting favorite stand up comic or comedian. Forgot. And then, all hell broke loose from there. But it was all right. I finished in second.
You always know when Jack is like really close to winning, or even when he's really close to losing, because he just keeps posting endless posts of
there were two.
I was already
in second place.
Any of them actually of Steve Martin performing stand up
comedy? I will have to interrupt for a quick second. Shocker. I will be right back. But we're gonna have a guest post. Secret, super secret, last minute. Guess.
What?
I'll be right back.
So oh, I think it's JP. He just said hi.
Well, he's doing his. He did King Tut.
Okay,
that's a sketch comedy. That's not. Yeah.
He also did that in a stand-up, though.
I think.
Yeah. Well, my granddaughter loves watching it, so I said I'm gonna post this, and I think the other one was him on. Him doing stand up with Johnny Carson and doing his dog routine.
Fair enough. I'm glad that the George Carlin did win.
Yeah. I didn't even have to post anything.
She didn't.
Well, who did you have? Did you have Richard Pryor?
Matt had Richard
you
Pryor.
You know who I fucking had.
I don't remember who had what.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm the one that was drunk on gin. Okay.
Sure. I don't have to be drunk. I just don't remember. I already forgot this conversation happened.
there was a great article that was posted about George Carlin just recently about him talking about, he was talking about Andrew Dice Clay, actually. And this was a clip from the 90s. And
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah, but it's what Carlin has to say is really great, because he says comedy has traditionally picked on people in power, people who abuse their power. Women and gays and immigrants, to my way of thinking, are underdogs. And he's basically kind of saying, well, you know, if you pick on these people without power, it kind of
sucks.
Well, it can come back to bite you. So,
and it did.
Yeah. So it's, I'll try to tweet it out. I rarely tweet stuff, I'll share that.
We know that.
Just not on Twitter that much. You know?
Yeah, me neither. So
it's just not my favorite form of social media. I leave that to less.
Andrew Dice Clay, it really did come back to bite him in the ass, because he just dived. He was on top, and then the whole Saturday Night Live thing where a couple of female perform. Actresses didn't want to work with him when he was on that week.
I wonder why.
But after that, his career just kind of nosedived into.
You can only pick on so many underdogs until eventually the dogs bite you.
But you have some comedians who say, like, I listened to Joey Boeheim on The View, and I used to watch The View. She said comedians can say whatever they want.
Not now.
That's what she always maintained, that you can say whatever you want because you're a comedian. You're like the James Bonds of the world. You can do whatever you want.
I don't think even Carlin was saying that in this. You know, he was basically just saying, like, going after people of power as a way of taking down the establishment. And if you look at a lot of his stuff and a lot of his quotes, like, it is kind of about rocking the establishment.
Well,
so,
you know, like I said, but you can say it, but if the people you're picking on say, fuck you, we're not going to put up with it, then you've made your own bed. I mean,
I know JP was really looking forward to voting for Carrot Top, and I apologize for not putting him in the running for you. So I know there were a lot of great comedians.
Carrot Top was funnier before he juiced up.
Yeah.
No, literally before he juiced up.
I'm Carrot Top.
So
scary top is what he became, man. He's
yeah.
When I first saw him when he puffed up to where he was, I go, that's not him.
Yeah. Because he was always like a little scrawny guy. And then all yeah. of a sudden,
sure. The
baby. That guy. Which one's the baby?
Yeah, they're both kind of babies.
The one with the pacifier in the mouth.
Did you see those pacifiers on Modern Family?
Yeah, those are funny.
I like the
cigar one.
I was looking for those.
Oh, were you?
Can't
After
find
that, you were like, I can't find them.
No.
Hmm. Hey, look.
I'm going to check Amazon. I'm going to jjack.com, check Amazon.
Look, both Chris and the baby get a bottle.
Yeah, little man's making his podcasting debut.
Look at him, look at daddy.
Yeah.
Hey everybody.
Yeah, of course he starts crying the second I hit record.
Well, he's got to eat, man.
Yep. I think a lot of our listeners started crying once we hit record.
Are you saying you didn't like Nick's song?
What? No, not at all. It was more just the what are we doing here, guys?
What, we seemed unorganized? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the live ones are always like that because it's always they're like a good 10 or 15 seconds behind what we're actually saying.
So, is anyone in the chat? Because I've not seen a comment yet.
How do you not see comments?
You need to click on to your right. Click. You have a private chat and a live comments. Click on the live comments.
Live comments is up. I got nothing.
Oh. Yeah, we got JP and Amy S and Kayla and I think some other people are in there. I don't know.
I got nothing in the live comments. I guess I got screwed.
Oh.
JP says his first words are going to be the broadcast.
I don't know about that. So three out of four of us.
Yeah, I guess I get screwed because I didn't finish last in the verses.
Okay, Jack's a...
So what was the final score?
the final score. Let me see. I thought I had it pulled up here, but maybe I closed that window.
You all, everybody.
I did. I closed that window. Pull that back up. So
I'm not sure what the score was, Chris. I know George Carlin won by
at least 12. He won by 12 or 13.
Yeah. And then it was... Jack's pick, Steve Martin, and then you, and then Matt came in.
Hey, for all of those 10 people that voted for Richard Pryor, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I like the guy that said, he said, it's George Carlin, Richard Pryor. It's not even anything else is not even close. I want to say, did you see the voting?
Thank you, Ralph Wigginson.
Although I got to say, that's a real name. Had you chosen Robin Williams, you may have even taken second place.
Yeah,
that's true. Again, I blame the gin. George Carlin with 60 votes, Steve Martin with 45 votes, Dave Chappelle with 25 votes, and then Richard Pryor with 12. Yeah, so
okay,
there you go. It's almost like a little. I mean, it's not as bad of a schlacking as like let's say E.T.
E.T. Yeah,
exactly. Nothing's bad as E.T.
So,
go ahead, E.T.
And it makes it more humiliating is that Chris had first pick for that one.
Yeah.
I went with the heart.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm refraining from using bad language in front of my son.
That's what I do with a comedian. It was favorite comedian, not the funniest.
It's not what you say, Chris. It's the tone you use.
he's got some milk on his chin there, buddy.
Yep. Working on it.
My granddaughter, they thought it was funny to take the milk. She only drinks like one bottle a day, but she took the nipple and was pouring it all over herself and all over the floor. I said, "What are we doing here? What are we doing here, lady?"
Say hi.
She's like, "What? What is this thing in my face?"
Oh. Attack it!
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna.
So Chris, have you seen those funny baby pacifiers where, like, you know, there's like fangs or lips or like, you know, cigars?
He's got a mustache pacifier.
Nice. Somewhere.
So what else is new?
Let's see. What else is new?
Raiders.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that. But my heart goes out to Eric.
I'm sure Janie would want to talk about it.
Yeah, whatever, Janie. We're not talking about that. So take your Pepe Le Pew team. And,
Jack, do you want to go ahead and get into Mindhunter?
Sure, let's get into Mindhunter, since we don't want to talk football.
What is there to talk
about? Nothing really. Fuck Dean Spanos. I saw season one, really loved season one, and for some reason kept putting off season two of Mindhunter. And everyone goes, oh, it's great, you got to watch it. And I love Mindhunter. I was trying to get my wife to watch it. She's on like her 90th rewatch of The Good Wife. I said, look, this is what happens. He cheats on her. She kind of forgives him. They go back and forth. Then you have, will she do it with a guy and will she not? Will she do it with the guy? Will she not? All that stuff goes on, and then he dies, and then he's the whole end, and then they have a spinoff. So you don't need to keep watching. I said, you would like this show. I would never tell her to watch a show if I knew she would. I mean, I've been together with her for, what, 100 years? So I pretty much know what she likes and what she doesn't like. But she won't watch it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to watch it on my own. So we're watching – I was watching the – was it third or fourth episode where they meet with spoiler, they meet with
Manson.
Charles Manson. And that's the same actor that played Dewey Crow on Justified. He also played Manson in the Hollywood what's the movie with Brad Pitt? And
yeah.
He played Charles Manson that one too. So she was watching it. I go, you're getting it? I go, you would like this. Anyway, I couldn't convince her. So last night, I said, I'm just going to power through this. I think I watched the last – there's 9 episodes. I watched 7 last night. I was up till 4 a.m.
Was it watching really nice?
I couldn't stop watching. I had to keep watching it.
Yeah. It's good. They did a good job.
I had some weird dreams afterwards.
Yeah.
You get some – it's funny because the one – I won't spoil anybody, but the one – I remembered the guy's last name. The guy that they were going after in Atlanta.
Oh, right.
I remember the story, and I go, I remember the guy's last name. I go, I know they caught him, because I'm like going, what's his last name? But it's just, it's not for everybody. Yeah. The subject matter is not cheery, but it is so well done. There's not a boring storyline in the whole thing.
No, it does make you wonder, though, about the Atlanta murders, like, because, you know, he was only charged with those three, and I'm not sure if it was in
those show. Two. I thought two.
It's three. I'm pretty sure it's three.
Three? I thought it was
but
two.
I think it's not in the show, but the white guy that they drug in that was like the supremacist.
The Klan guy?
The Klan guy. He's actually somewhere, if you do the reading, I think they've actually – he was quoted as saying that he it was the luckiest thing in the world because he was actually the one doing it. He said it just so happened that guy had the exact same carpet that he did.
Oh, really?
And
no way.
Yeah. And but it was the perfect excuse for him to stop doing it because he had his way out then if they charged that guy.
But how do you stop when you're how do you, cause the crimes did stop once he was
right.
the guy was arrested.
Wait, so which guy was it? Was it the guy that they were wiretapping or the guy that they
the guy they were wiretapping that they brought in and they didn't have anything on him? Like, I forget. I remember because I looked it up after I watched the show because I wanted to know more about that. You know, because I was like, how do you only charge him with three when there's 27? You know, and I think I was reading about it. And that's what
I thought it was two because there's 29.
Was it 29? Okay. But I'm
two adults. I could be wrong. I just watched it. I went and did some reading afterwards too. So I didn't go to sleep like 5:30.
JP, who played Dan?
Well, we've already profiled Dan.
Yeah. Dan's the national park killer.
Yeah. you're Jellystone Park killer.
The sad thing is that we're probably not going to get another season of that for another year or two.
Oh, yeah. But as long as the writing's good, I usually don't care about stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
Because like Sherlock with Cumberbatch and, you know, like they haven't made a season of that in forever. And
they're done, aren't they?
Are they done now? I don't know. I thought they were done. Okay. I could have sworn that they said they would do it as long as Stephen Moffat wanted to write it, but they could be done. Yeah, I don't know.
I told him I asked him in the elevator, and he said he was done. Moffat.
Really?
Actually, I was standing next to him. I didn't know it was him. I didn't look at him. I was just standing there. You know, I'm not a stalker. I'm just watching the. And that's when Jay goes, "Do you know who that was?" I go, "No." I go, "Oh, we should have said something." I would have said something to him in the elevator.
You go, "Oh, look, it's Boomer."
if you can't remember the name, you're supposed to say that. So,
did you dust some crops while you were in there?
Yeah, right.
You know, pass a little something there.
Pass a little something? A little something, something?
Gas.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Oh, okay. Did you shit your pants?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's, I don't know. It's dramatic.
No, I didn't. But anyway, Mindhunter, though, if you haven't watched it, it's so good. Yep. And my wife should be watching it. She loves Criminal Minds. And I said, Criminal Minds is Criminal Minds before they had Criminal Minds. This has started the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole science behind it is what did it. It's just fascinating. I mean, all four of the main, and then you had two people from the X-Files. Not the X-Files, Fringe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's really hard to concentrate on you, Jack, because the baby.
The baby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at the baby.
My baby. You gotta see the baby. He's adorable. That baby is breathtaking.
He's pretty cute, isn't he?
He's like, "Oh, that's me."
He smiled.
It's one thing that he does really well, and that's just he just smiles all the time. You give him a smile?
Well, he's a Pats fan. He's got nothing to be sad about.
He's tired. All right, you going back to bed. I'll be back in a second.
Look,
all right.
Yeah, I know you guys read it. I watched the first episode of Stumptown and was not too impressed, but I'm going to still give it another shot.
Okay, what is Stumptown?
Jay, Colleen, and I were waiting at Comic-Con to see the Superstore panel, and the Stumptown panel was just before it. And Stumptown is based in Portland, which is like a nickname for Portland. And it's Colby Smothers is the main star, and she's an ex.
Any relation to the Smothers Brothers?
Yeah. Every time I think of the Smothers Brothers, I think of they did a KFC commercial. That's what I was thinking of because never mind. and she's an ex veteran who has some PTSD. And it kind of the opening of the pilot's really good, and then it kind of gets into this weird kind of cop show that she's not a cop, and it kind of lost me a little bit, and I didn't really find it funny, and I was like, okay, and it just kind of felt like a patched together pilot.
Okay.
Yes, Kayla
mentioned they're a coffee company, and of course I've had their cold brew, which makes total sense.
What's a coffee company? Stumptown?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's also the nickname for Portland, is Stumptown.
Okay. I've always known it as the City of Roses. So.
They explained it at Comic-Con, like why they called it Stumptown. It's because apparently, like when the city was founded, like you couldn't have buildings past so many stories or something. And so it all looked like, from this view, it looked like a bunch of like cut down trees or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What channel is it on, by the way? I just was curious.
Fox. So it'll be canceled in like a couple weeks.
Okay. Fair enough. So I can find that on Hulu if I want to check out that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, after your glowing review, I don't think I'm going to check it out.
Like I said, I watched the first episode. The second episode airs tomorrow. So I'll give it one more episode and then get back to you on that.
I checked out The Unicorn with William Goggins.
Don't know that one.
It was he's a widower. His wife died a year ago. They're trying to get him back. You'd recognize most of the actors. And most if you've watched What's that HBO show with The Rock? Ballers?
Oh, Ballers.
Yeah.
Ballers.
Yeah, a couple of the actors from Ballers are in there. It wasn't bad.
Oh, Gayla says it's on ABC. Sorry.
It's hard seeing William Goggins in a sitcom type role. But it wasn't bad. I'll keep watching for now. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It had its moments. I guess the unicorn is, I mean, you should know this, Nick, is when you're on a dating site, you're a guy that's, if you put on there, that you're a widower,
oh.
it means you're, I guess, that you're, you know.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. That's where they got the term unicorn from. Also, I watched Perfect Harmony with Bradley Whitford. Whitford? West Wing. Josh. Okay. West Wing. It wasn't bad. It had its moments. It had some good moments.
So I'm not sure what show Matt Trist is talking about. He said, I liked it, but I can see it slipping through the cracks if he's talking about Stumptown or the unicorn.
Stumptown girl, you've been living in your Stumptown world.
But, yeah. No, I don't think it's any other shows. I know that Prodigal Son was another one they showed at Comic-Con the preview night that I still might watch. It aired last week as well, the first episode, which is kind of has a very Silence of the Lambs feel to it.
Hmm.
A lot of these shows just don't interest me.
I haven't caught any new shows. It's more of like last week was like finally like all of the shows that I've been enjoying. So,
well, you watched This Is Us. I know that.
Yep.
Without spoiling anyone, what'd you think of the twist?
I liked the twist, and you know, my wife had seen it before me, so she was like, it's okay." You know, it wasn't her favorite episode. And then I watched it, and I think her watching it again, she picked up on a lot more of some of the subtle stuff, and so I liked it. I liked all of the connections that were made. There's kind of a generational connection that's made at the very end of that episode that pulls at the heartstrings. So they're good at that. So
do you think they did this because the child actors that have done such a great job portraying the adult actors are probably adults now themselves?
Well, this is their last season.
Is it the last season?
I think so. I think
what? Four seasons are going to cut it off?
The listeners can correct me if I'm wrong. If this isn't the last season, then it's the second to the last. But they already have it mapped out. So if it's five seasons, great. But I know that there's a map in place though to end This Is Us. So I was excited to know that they actually have an end in mind. So
they've messed around with it. They have some. They've already showed us some scenes from the future before.
Yes, that was they did the Total Lost thing at the very end of last season, where they gave us a scene that was like way in the future. And
right.
Kayla's saying spoilers. So I don't feel like I gave anything big away here. I'm trying to be pretty vague. So
it's the same as like
Kayla, they were dead renewed. The whole time.
Trista is saying that they're renewed through six. Whatever the number of seasons that they have signed on for, that's it. So from what I heard that's it. Like they have an end in mind. So if they're going to six, so be it. So but then that'll be. So.
Yeah, I'm curious that with Stranger Things, if you're talking about like having it all mapped out, because they always said, the Duffer Brothers said they had four seasons, and that's what they wanted to do. But they just re-signed with Netflix yesterday. So that's what that whole season four, we're not in Hawkins. Did you guys see that little teaser
right.
yesterday?
Right.
That was what that was all about.
We're losing that Midwest comedy.
So they might go to five seasons, but I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, and I was totally joking. Since it's not going to be in Indiana, I said, "Oh, I'm not watching." Some of my dry humor is not met with the listeners. and I was mainly making a reference to Jack and how he no longer will watch the San Diego Chargers because they moved. So
the Los Angeles Chargers used to be in San Diego?
Apparently, yeah. It was a season.
Well,
season
according to all the refs and announcers, they're still in San Diego. So who knew? 15-yard penalty, Sandy, Los Angeles. I mean, it's been 3 years.
Sure.
Come on.
So back to Stranger Things, though. One of the things that they had mentioned early on after season one is what.
Hey, watch the spoilers, Matt.
I'm not going to give any spoilers away. This was something that they mentioned. Besides, Kayla said that you spoiled something. So
I spoiled.
Yeah, well, you can't read the chat.
No, I'm in the chat. Oh, Jack did. What did I spoil? Oh, yeah. That maybe I said maybe the kids. Well, the kids are older. I mean, I was. It wasn't a spoiler. It was a theory.
You never know when you're spoiling stuff, but you do all the time. You know you do. Anyway. Stranger Things, though, one of the things that they had said after season one, the Duffer brothers had wanted to take the kids way older and actually have them be adults and dealing with the ramifications of what happened in their youth.
Yeah, I think they were – sorry to interrupt, but I think they were going for an it because, like, season one is very much it, and they were probably thinking going with that line. And but, you know, then they switched. Season two has a very Aliens vibe to it, you know, sci-fi. Season three is – kind of a mix, and yeah, we'll see. Like, I think season four with the whole Russia thing is going to have a Red Dawn / The Rescue type feel to it, where it's, you know, like kids in the 80s versus the Russians or versus the communists or whatever. But we'll see.
I doubt that they're going to do this time jump.
I don't think so.
Because either. At this point, I mean, people love those kids, you know, so. I can't see them like totally doing a time jump with the, but I love that idea conceptually. I think it's kind of a fun. So who knows?
Am I wrong that I'd like to see them all killed off?
JP is blowing my mind over here. He just said that Land Before Time is not about dinosaurs that invented time travel. Did you hear? Sure? I thought that's what it was about. Never mind. That was funny. Although Land Before Time does, it's one of those childhood cartoons that scarred me for life because it teaches you how to deal with death at a very early age. It does. Same as
Old Yeller.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like Old Yeller and Secret of Nim and what's the other one I'm thinking about?
Bambi.
Yeah.
Any Disney movie. Some adult's gonna die in a Disney movie.
Every story.
Teenager, yeah. Mom got killed by a hunter. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler.
That was an Artax call out.
Artax.
It's never ending story.
I got you, Chris.
Yeah. God damn it.
What?
Moving on to the depressing.
I mean, it's the most depressing, like 10-minute series, like span of a movie of my entire childhood.
What movie is that?
You mean you're talking about the horse, right?
Artax.
Is that his name?
No, I thought it was.
What movie are we talking about?
A Never Ending Story.
You've never seen
1984.
Artax is the dog, or the dog is the horse that dies in the swamp of sadness.
Okay. I was thinking of someone else. Yeah, Artax. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sure. Should be texting and riding a horse, Artax.
Well, at least he gets Falcor.
JP also brings up a good point. So does the finale of Dinosaur vs. TV series, which shows that, you know, they're waiting for their impending doom that the father caused. You guys remember that show?
Didn't really watch it. No. Mm-mm.
I used to watch it.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because I had kids that age and they watched it, so I'd watch it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was I don't know, I just wasn't into the
death. That Full House, and you had what was the one with the kid? Did I do that?
Yeah, that's when I started getting into the
Too Close for Comfort, and then we had the one it was a Brady Bunch sequel with Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy.
Aftermath.
Yeah, Aftermath.
I did watch Aftermath. Ironically.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Family Matters, Jack. Is
Family Matters. Okay.
And then the one with Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers.
Aquaman.
Was,
Three's Company.
Not Full House, but it was pretty much Full House.
No, it was the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Was it the squeezing exercise thing?
I'll never forget. I had at the time, step by step. Nice job, step by Amy. Step. as a youngin watching that show, I had a huge crush on one of the girls in the show. What was her name? And what does she look like now? That's the question.
Well, now they're older than you.
Well, I think she was my age when they were filming it.
Right.
Step yeah, like, by step.
Yeah, Disney had Disney had an Alice in Wonderland TV show when we were growing up that I thought the little girl who played Alice in Wonderland was really cute. Yeah.
Christine Lakin. She played
Disney. Right, I might not have been Disney.
Go ahead, Al, tomboy daughter.
Hmm.
Oh, she's very attractive.
Can we get a picture of her?
And she's older than I am.
I told you.
JP asked, what TV shows do you remember which had Tonight on a very special episode?
Remember? All of them. Blossom.
I think it was
on a very special Blossom.
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster.
It was a Punky Brewster. Maybe like Family Ties.
They all had it was all special, very special episode. One Day at a Time. But this is the episode where Julie's a pain in the ass. Oh, that's right.
There are some shows that didn't, you know, like The Price is Right or MacGyver.
They were all special episodes from MacGyver. Very
special MacGyver.
If you go over a very special episode of The Price is Right.
You've got prostate cancer. You've been secretly spayed and neutered while you were asleep.
Make sure you spayed and neuter your pets, and we won't talk anyway, I won't get to Bob Barker.
Don't talk bad about Bob Barker.
He's still going.
He would not survive the Me Too movement. Let's just put it that way.
No.
Probably not.
There is a documentary. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to Google search it now. It's a Netflix documentary on The Price is Right. It's about this. Like, it follows this guy who actually, like, studied the show. And, built, like a price list, essentially, of, like, all this stuff. It's called The Perfect Bid.
Yeah, yeah.
The contestant who knew too much
Yeah.
Is that's the name of it.
It's really actually $1.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think that the majority of the people who were on that show, like contestants wise, were like professionals.
Well, they had to change the show because of him. You know, like how
him and many others.
Yeah.
Why? Was it that hard?
Well, he studied, like he would study
every
episode, so he knew roughly the price of every single item. And I don't know sure if it's that guy or another guy. He's the only contestant to ever get it like every single thing dead on because he just knew exactly where it went off.
And what's crazy is he goes into there's a part of it where he goes into he had a huge crush on one of Bob Barker's gals.
They were and called Bob's Beauties, right?
Bob's Beauties, right? And then there's like a spin-off conversation about her specifically and how she was the one who kind of led the charge in suing Bob Barker later on in the 2000s, I think it was.
I remember that. Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I know one of the Bob Barkers of the early years was in The Longest Yard.
Which one?
She's the one that...
No, which The Longest Yard? The original?
Come on. The original. She's the girl in the beginning that Burt Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, so JP also posted earlier this week in the
patrons. Did JP ever shut up?
No.
He also posted in the patrons group a funny little, it was an older Benny Hill little skit. Oh, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Would Benny Hill have survived the Me Too movement?
No.
No.
All right.
I can't even admit I laughed at Benny Hill.
Yeah.
I know. You get persecuted.
Yeah. In fact, I had to go back on my Twitter account and see if I ever said anything positive about Benny Hill because I ever run for president or something.
Oh, just in case. Yeah.
You never know.
I'm pretty sure all four of us will disqualify from ever running just from this podcast.
Yeah, like what would our platform be? Yeah, fuck you. I said it. Let's go.
Platform choose for sale.
I think my platform would be I've never been in blackface.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I've never been.
That definitely. I don't know if that's a platform. so much well, as slow.
I think I put on something in our chat. I said, I've known that was wrong since the early 70s.
Yeah.
So there's really no excuse for anyone to still do that. Because I've known for as long since I was like 10.
I just think if Chris ran for president, it would be funny because you'd have all this hearsay. If like I heard it on a podcast from a friend that you assaulted an elderly man at a football game. And he just denied after denied. It was not me. Well, it's on the podcast that you did it.
But he was a Trump supporter, so it was okay.
Wow. Terrible.
But speaking of a million little things, the TV show. You watch that, Matt?
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's the ABC version of This Is Us.
Okay. Oh.
Some people say no, it's not. I go, yeah, it is. It's the same. It's basically the same. It's the same story, but it's like I always talk to my wife. I said, which one was more depressing this week? Because they're both depressing shows. But the opening of the million little things, I didn't like it. I thought it was terrible.
Okay, I'll write that.
I don't know if anyone in the chat likes a million little things, but I did not like the first week. I thought it was terrible.
Speaking of things that are terrible, we should probably take a commercial break.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, 41 minutes into it, I guess we should.
41:12.
Now that we're back from that commercial break, though. And not that we have to do this now, but I think, Chris, this would be a good time, though, to talk about your product.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, I thought Chris was running for president.
Not with this ad. Just wait. So you guys ever suffer from you know when your backside gets a little sweaty?
Yeah.
Should I admit this? Because I just deleted all the Benny Hill stuff off my
computer. Yes, when your lower butt and your ass gets all sweaty and gross.
Swamp
butt? They call that swass, right? The sweat ass.
Swamp ass.
As much talked about or discussed frontal side of said phenomenon, swalls. You're in the case of the swalls.
Swalls, yeah.
Balls are swelling from the heat.
Sweaty balls. Sweaty balls. Well, you know what? It happens. You know, and I was kind of like flipping through Instagram as I typically do, and looking at pictures of sweaty balls.
I went somewhere else with it.
And, what's crazy is like I get all these crazy ads on Instagram and Facebook, and I feel like there's like four or five different companies that are all doing the same thing. It piqued my interest, and I was like, you know what, I want to try this stuff, right? So there's this company called Ballsy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Ballsy in your feed at all. Well, because your speakers heard me say it, now you will. So Ballsy.
Great.
is a company that they make ball wash, sack spray, and nut rub, which is a type of cologne. Yeah.
That's a cologne.
Yeah, I'll show you in a second.
Does it burn?
I will. No. Hear me out. Okay. So, anyways, I reached out to Ballsy, and I said and let them know that, you know, we do this show, and they need to partner up with us because I wanted to try and try this stuff out. So the folks over at Ballsy were gracious enough to send me some products to review. So these were, to be clear, to be fair, these were sent to me. I did not purchase these, so they're giving me for the purpose of a review. So they sent me their sack pack.
Wait, is that what they really call it?
It's called the sack pack, Jack, and you can get it right now on ballsy.com for $36. So in the sack pack, you will receive three products. First,
it's not blue, is it?
Ball wash. Note the little icon, their logo, two acorns. Very clever.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'll read the description on the website, and I'll tell you what I think about it all. So this is the ball wash. So it says ball wash for your nuts, butt, and body with activated charcoal. So it's a product that started it all. It's our original activated charcoal nut, butt, and body wash featuring several essential oils and plant-based extracts leave you smelling and feeling incredible. That's right from the website, by the way. So it's like a body wash, essentially, but they're marketing it for your nuts and the rest of your body, which typically you wash your nuts when you're in the shower anyways. But it is activated charcoal. So activated charcoal has been a big thing. It's black, right? So it's made from, I think, like coconut char. So I'm not exactly sure how they make it, but so it comes out. It's all black until you make a lather of it and use like a regular body wash. So I'll go do a quick review of each of the three products. The first one, body wash. It's body wash. Meh. It smells pretty good though. Mm-hmm. It smells like your friend's dad's cologne. You know that your friend's dad had a cologne that just smelled better than your own father's polo. That's what it smmells like.
Brute Old Spice.
Yeah, it smells good, man. I dig it. And then sack spray.
Oh, huh.
So when you sack spray. Delivers a refreshing pH balance blast to the nuts that neutralizes odor while helping neutralize odor and irritation as well. Great for your balls and the rest of your body. That
so
is.
So you have tried it?
Sex, I definitely have.
Okay, so no stinging on the old ball sack.
It feels interesting.
Ah, okay.
I'll share that. It feels interesting.
A little tingly, huh?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it works really well. I'm a fan. Of the sack spray.
JP says the Jewish version is missing the lid.
Yes. So here's the last bit. This is the third part of the sack pack from Ballsy, and it's called Nut Rub. Now, all three of these products are they definitely market it towards your nuts or your ball sack, but you can use them pretty much anywhere in your body. This is solid cologne. You guys heard about solid cologne?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
It's fucking amazing, dude. Yeah. This stuff is awesome.
Yeah,
isn't it? It's literally just a little tub of wax.
Yeah,
right?
You just need a little bit, just rub it, you're good.
It is so good. Yeah. And I will tell you that the sack pack, $36 package, is worth it for the fucking solid cologne. This stuff is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I have not yet put it on my nuts. I don't think I need a need to put...
I've never put cologne on
my balls, no. But you can. I mean, it's cool, I guess.
There's not enough people to go down there to really impress them that much.
No, not at all. Christ, I'm married. You know, that thing went out of business a long time ago. I mean, so I have to say, though, like, thank you to Ballsy for sending out all that stuff. But like, of all the three products, this solid cologne is something that I'm super intrigued with, right? They got like three or four different like smells you can get. I love this stuff.
I'm just curious.
I love this stuff.
I'm just curious if you start using the rub around your neck and your ears, and the
wife.
That's what I do. And the wife goes, "Honey, what is that smell?" You can go, "This is my nut.
It's my nut rub, honey." No, so I have been using this as a regular cologne. So you take a little bit in your hands, and it's just a wax that gets almost like liquid form afterwards. You put it behind your ears and in your arms or in your wrist, your arms, wherever you put it, wherever the fuck you put your cologne. It's awesome. I love this stuff. I'm totally going to go out and buy more of this stuff right here specifically. Mm-hmm. Try the other smells too. But yeah, that's Ballsy. Check them out. Ballsy.com. So,
I didn't hear the whole thing. $36. So I got kicked up. But Nut Rub is the best.
It's fantastic. I mean, I'm not saying that just because they sent it to me for nothing. They did. Full disclosure. They sent it to me for nothing. But I'm going to go back and buy this stuff. Or furthermore, look into either other brands of what they call solid cologne, which is a wax.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of solid cologne.
You can usually find solid cologne in a lot of like mom and pop and like craft stores. Like there's a bunch of them down in Denver. I see them all the time, and they just sage and all kinds of different smells.
Yeah.
And, oh, these are great, you know. And
But yeah, I mean, all three of these things are cool too. I mean, it's essentially a body wash, the ball wash, like I said before, with the activated charcoal. It does smell fantastic. I'll give it that. It smells really, really great.
My balls have never smelled better.
But I do love the tagline on the back. Keep the funk off your junk. And then, whole new world of like essentially ball deodorant, which is pretty interesting. So, check it out. Ballsy.com. You can get the sack pack for $36, or you can buy individual bits and pieces for different sizes and so forth and so on. But I highly recommend.
To summarize for Ro, who just joined us, I think Kayla said it best that this is summer's eve for men.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And JP said, Nick, don't rub it on your neck. What if your girl smells it on your neck and then smells it on some other guy's sack? Do the math.
Well, if the girl, if my girl is smelling it on some other guy's sack, I have bigger problems to worry.
That is true. That is very true. And
nice comeback, Nick.
Stocking stuffer for the win.
Totally. A phenomenal stocking stuffer. And if you get me for Secret Santa this year, I will take some of this stuff. Gladly.
You will take that balls and shut it.
So it's on my dude. This stuff is on my hands. It smells fucking great. I can't stop smelling myself.
I love my hands.
Well, if you've got it where it's intended to go, I'm impressed. If you can get down there and smell it.
My chat's working, by the way. Now I don't know why.
Oh, great!
I don't know why. I had to get booted for the chat to work.
Well, it sounds like it wasn't our problem, but your problem.
It was my problem. For whatever reason, I get booted when I'm on with you guys.
I know, but you just kept saying that it was my fault, you know, that I was like withholding this information from you, but it was there the whole time. It's just like a... Jack's annoyed by me. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
I was saying back to TV a little bit, so I know you and I have discussed it. I did finish Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal,
Age of Resistance. Excellent show. Excellent prequel. Probably one of the best prequel shows / movies in history. And then I also started Ken Burns' Country Music. Watched the first episode. Yes. So, yeah, we'll slowly get through that. I didn't know there were 2-hour episodes each. So
it's, yeah, Ken Burns does not mess around, right? Yeah.
The time commitment, so yeah.
It is serious. I actually skipped some. It just so happened that I skipped a couple because there was one on TV, and I was just like, oh, cool, the 60s. Yeah, I want to watch this. And then I was really sucked in. I had to watch all the 60s episodes. So I need to go back and watch the episodes that deal with the 40s and 50s.
Well, what I like, not to plug Xfinity too much, but what I do love about like the newest boxes and remotes would you get from Xfinity now, I don't ever have to look at a menu ever again, like a TV menu. I can just hit this microphone button and say whatever channel I want, or I'll have to say it's Ken Burns, and it'll bring up every single episode and just hit select and go. I was like, this is awesome. The perfect man's remote.
We're watching my grandson, my newest grandson, Hayden Llewellyn. And they had their Apple TV. They have our old Apple TV. And I'm like going, wait a minute, where's the voice activate for the search? Yeah. I go, you got to punch in the numbers, the letters. Oh, my God.
Like a baby's toy.
This is gonna and then you screw up. You go, oh, got to go back.
Well, I mean, I love it. And like, it's like on Saturdays or Sundays, I can say college football or NFL football. And it'll bring up every single game that's on currently and every single game that's about to come on. And I can just go ahead and flip to it. I was like, and set a reminder. I'm like, it's so great now.
Technology is amazing. What's going to happen in 10 years?
I wanted to just kind of piggyback onto something that Nick said, because we were in the chat, in our Ramblecast chat, talking about
was I there?
The Dark Crystal. You were there, but you weren't paying attention because it's Dark Crystal.
It's Dark Crystal.
And
no, you're talking. I didn't care.
And Dark Crystal aside, if you guys haven't seen it, that's fine. But I do ask, though, like, both of you, or even the listening audience, though, name another prequel that surpasses or improves the actual thing that it's being a prequel of.
BSG.
BSG is not a prequel.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
It's a reboot.
It's a complete. Doesn't even connect. Battlestar Galactica. So
leave it to Beaver.
Is a prequel of what?
The original Leave It to Beaver.
Okay, Jack's disqualified from this game. So, all right. I just put it out there, though, like, because I really honestly could not think of...
Mallrats.
It's a prequel?
Prequel of Clerks.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Ball Wax the Refresher.
what? But it is, though, because, like, I never was impressed with... The Dark Crystal that much. It has a huge following. I do like it, but I was never like, this is a great film.
Right.
And it's still like, I mean, you talk about that in our private chat. I have now a better, greater respect for The Dark Crystal because of the prequel. But I mean, it's still dated a little bit.
Yeah.
But but the prequel is really good. And I'm excited. Like, I'm sure they'll probably make one more season, and then that'll be it. It'll be great. And then I'll be like, oh, I'll introduce the prequels to if I ever have any kids or my nephews or whoever, because it is a good series. I mean, it's a little scary, but
yeah. And you don't even have to watch. You don't even have to watch the original Dark Crystal. So,
all right. Well, hold on. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sure,
Matt. No, that was just my.
No, you don't. You can just.
You don't have to watch the Dark Crystal movie. You can just jump in
the series,
and watch it for what it is. If you enjoy the magic of Jim Henson puppetry. Science fiction, and I don't know why I kept going to Game of Thrones, but I guess just because of the whole family thing, you know, like there's just a lot of different characters and they're all kind of moving within everything, and it culminates into this kind of thing at the end. So
Watchmen.
Yeah. So JP and Matt and I talked about this too, JP. You mentioned Temple of Doom. Temple of Doom is technically a prequel, but is it better than Raiders of the Ark? And it's not. Better Call Saul, I do like Better Call Saul a lot, and I have not seen Breaking Bad, so I can't argue with that yet.
Ooh, Amy S.
Interesting.
Godfather 2 sort of is a prequel.
Yeah, and a...
Yeah. See,
but it also follows what happens tweener. After. So it does both.
Batman with, what's his name? American Psycho.
Christian Bale?
Yeah, his first Batman movie.
Batman Begins, but that's not really a prequel.
It's a reboot.
Timeline change, reboot.
Prequel. So
I think Batman Begins is actually the best of the trilogy.
It's my favorite of the trilogy.
Yeah.
JP, bringing back the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs is a prequel to everything.
That's true.
Through that. So.
Sound wisdom there.
Anyway, it's just something food for thought, though. There's not a lot of prequels that actually surpass what they're trying to. And I guess that is my point, is that it really does surpass The Dark Crystal as a movie. So, anyway.
Ooh, Allison Nichols, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That's actually a good call. Is it better than Sorcerer's Stone, however?
I don't know.
Great movie. But is it better?
Hmm.
I mean, to me, none of the Harry Potter films are really that good.
Wow.
I'm not knocking Harry Potter. I'm just knocking the films. They all have some flaws in them.
I'm sure.
I'm backing up.
The kid has magic but can't fix his eyesight.
I mean, which one? The third one. That's probably the best one, I think.
That is actually my favorite.
Yeah.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, that's probably the best
one. We are going to have some serious hate mail next week. Yeah.
I mean, as far as even the books go, I mean, it's tricky because, like, some of the books a lot of the books are way better than the movies, but, like...
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But you didn't say that.
A lot of the movies very, very disappointing.
Allison follows up. He doesn't think it's necessarily surpasses the main movies, but just think it's great and does make the series better. And I agree.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that. Makes the series better. You know what movie I watched, and I've been trying to watch it, but I just keep falling asleep through it, and it has not made any of the movies from the DC Universe any better at all. Is Aquaman.
I loved that movie. It was fun.
I was looking forward to seeing it, and I've slept through more of it than I've watched enough of it.
So. Now that I'm thinking about it, like the X-Men, the first one was really good.
Okay.
Not the one 2000, the one with like it was in the 60s. Like First Class, that's technically a prequel.
Okay,
and that is right. That's a good one.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you that one. Yeah, First Class. They really shit the bed with some of the other ones, but yeah.
Exactly. But I like First Class. Like I like First
I'm sorry. Class. I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't like Aquaman. I've tried.
It's okay. I enjoyed it.
I keep falling asleep when I'm watching it, and you know, it's the time of day that I'm watching it. There is a cartoon that just came out with season two that I have completely devoured, which is Disenchantment. I don't know if anybody else has watched that from Matt Green. No. So it is from the mind of the creator of The Simpsons. So I've enjoyed that show. I watched season one probably all the way through when it came out, and season two just... Jack is completely bored when I have anything to say. It doesn't matter what I'm
doing. I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm enjoying it.
You just have to throw in a fuck Spanos or whatever.
I might as well just be talking about the Star Wars trilogy. So.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, if you like The Simpsons, I think Disenchantment is definitely worth the watch. So
JP is banned. Yeah. He's banned.
Exactly. JP just said Phantom Menace saved the original.
Did it though?
Well, didn't save Nick.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, it wasn't me this time. Sweet. I thought it was me.
Oh man, he looks drunk.
He does. Get this man a chaser.
Harry Potter. Fuck you.
Well, while Nick seems to get himself back from the Matrix, well, let's cut to an email real quick. We did get, so with our shameless pleading for emails, we did get a couple. So I'm going to read you guys an email. I'm going to read up an email. This is from Jen from Pennsylvania. So Jen says, "Hey guys, I've been a listener for a long time and I love the show. Sorry, I've never emailed before, but I'll try to more in the future. I was wondering if any of you have seen Schitt's Creek or Letterkenny. I feel like you may have talked about Schitt's Creek before, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, if you haven't, you should definitely check them out. They're two very funny Canadian-made shows. Secondly, are there any new shows you're excited about that are coming out soon? I'm looking forward to The Nevers on HBO because I'm obsessed with Joss Whedon. Although I'm not sure when that will actually be coming out. As you can probably tell, I'm a lover of TV and I enjoy hearing your takes on different shows. Thanks for keeping us entertained over the years. Jen from Pennsylvania."
A fellow Pennsylvanian.
Pennsylvanian. So let's talk about, let's break that down. So her first question was, have we seen Schitt's Creek or Letterkenny? Now, I'll start off and saying I have not seen either, but I have been told by everyone and their grandmother that I should be watching Letterkenny. How about you guys?
My grandmother told me not to watch it.
What?
Chris said everyone and his grandmother. What's it called? Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
I've never heard of that one. I've heard of the Schitt's Creek, though.
Yeah. Nick, have you seen Schitt's Creek?
I've never seen either one. I've been
okay. So
Schitt's Creek has been recommended to me many times. And I need
read
to
the
watch.
Book?
No.
Okay. Okay. So apparently, I'm the only one that has seen Schitt's Creek. So I must have been the one that talked about it. I know I mentioned it on this show before, and nobody listened to my advice. Whatever. So love the show. Sad that it's ending. But can't wait. Can't wait for that to come to. That should not keep you from watching it, though, because it's hilarious. Yeah. So,
you know, Jack didn't listen to you.
Catherine O'Hara is so.
Oh, she's in it.
She's in it. Eugene Levy's in it. If you've loved
him, you should have said that in the beginning. SCTV alumni.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
am I right? SCTV.
Yeah, SCTV. Totally. And so it's Eugene's son who actually is kind of the brainchild behind it. So, and then of course, yeah.
Catherine. Well, how do you find, is it on Netflix, Hulu?
It is on Netflix right now. It airs on True TV, and I believe that either the last season is either aired or coming up to end soon. I don't know because I don't have True TV, but all of the current episodes are on Netflix.
If you would have said Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, I would have been all
oh, net, Amy S. is saying Netflix, most recent season drops tomorrow. Yeah.
I can't catch up by tomorrow.
No, you don't need to catch up, but you know, you definitely should watch it. It's one of those shows that's funny because my wife, we always talk about what our spouses watch with us. It was one of those shows that I was watching and she was like, "This show is dumb. I don't get it." And then slowly but surely, she was just like, "The show is hilarious." And she just binged it with me. You know, it was just like we just, you know, absorbed it. And
what's that show with the where they their the family travels? What's it called?
Dinosaurs?
No. They're always on the run from something.
Brady Bunch?
No. I know you've seen it, Matt. We've talked about it.
MASH.
Oh, you mean from the '80s and
they no from present day.
Okay.
Battlestar Galactica.
It's a family unit.
Oh, they were a family. So
it's we it's, all. The, it's a mother, father, and the two kids.
Better call
kids
Saul.
Are twins.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm. It's too funny.
Oh, Jack. Ah. So bad. So much right now. You just see that he's like shooting daggers through.
Yeah, right in your face.
Detour.
That's it. Yes. My wife thought it was stupid. Then she started watching it. She says, "Oh, this is pretty funny."
No, I've never seen Detour.
You've never seen Detour? No. Am I? Chris,
you're thinking of somebody.
No, you tried to get us to watch Detour, but we never did.
Really?
Oh my God, it's so much better than Schitt's Creek.
I remember talking about Detour and saying we need to watch it. Putting all the anybody.
I'm telling you, it's one of the funnier shows on TV.
You're a podcast slut. You podcast with all these other people.
So Letterkenny.
That's why I need ball wax.
Let's talk about Letterkenny really quickly. So I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've seen like probably hundreds of weird clips that people post, like memes and stuff on their feeds, or whatever, not realizing what they were from. And then looking into Letterkenny when someone told me to watch it, I was like, oh shit, that's what all of those stupid, like funny memes are. So Letterkenny is a comedy about I believe a fictional town in Canada called Letterkenny. And it's like a Canadian sitcom. I've heard nothing but amazing things about it. So it does have seven seasons, or it's on the seventh season right now. But I did take a look, and for those of us who might be interested in catching up, which I'm going to do, each of the seasons are only like, you know, six or so episodes long. So
okay.
not hard to catch up. And as Allison in the chat, just typed up, it is available on Hulu. So I'm going to try and watch Letterkenny. I need a show to watch during my lunch hour, and that's a perfect excuse to pull up a new show.
What's the Detour?
What's the Detour?
It's about a family that gets lost through a pyramid.
I haven't seen the other two shows. It's funnier than the other two shows. I'm telling you right now.
You don't even know.
It's JP, back me up on this one.
JP left the chat. He's so annoyed by you. Jen, I just wanted to let you know, as the person that does do the drawings, if you would like a drawing, I think what would be the perfect drawing for you, since you're a Schitt's Creek fan and I am too. I'd like to do a drawing of David Rose for you. I can't do it on the show, but I will draw that up for you. If you would like that, feel free. He's one of the characters. He is Eugene Levy's son. From the show. If you want to let us know your address, I will be glad to mail that to you.
Do we have anyone from listening to us from Canada? Maybe you could draw them a picture of the Stanley Cup so they know what it looks like.
But then, oh, jeez.
I don't remember what that looks like.
That was brutal. But awesome. There was a second half to her email, though, and that was what shows are coming out that we're looking forward to. I think there's a few shows that I'm kind of interested in. So Watchmen.
Yes.
For sure. I want to see The Watchmen. I'm looking forward to that. What else?
The Mandalorian. Cannot wait.
My God, are you shitting me?
Yeah,
that show is going to be so good. And the new Jason Momoa show looks like it could be amazing as well on Apple TV. And there's a number of shows that they're coming out on Apple TV, which I'm curiously optimistic for, because I mean, they're not messing around with who they're hiring to write and produce these shows, and
they're going all in.
It's going to be hard to fail. think. So I think pretty much the entire lineup that's going to be on Apple TV should be pretty great.
Well, the Jason Momoa show looks like almost like his show from Frontier that he has on Netflix. Was it Netflix? It's Frontier. You guys ever seen that one? No?
No, I have not seen Frontier. Mm-mm. No. I only watch shows from Canada.
Well, technically, it's I think it's the United States and Canada.
Oh, and Jack Ryan's coming back, too.
Oh, yeah. I need to watch those.
It's already back, I believe. I just haven't watched it yet.
Really?
I think it's back like a month ago. I could be wrong, but I thought it was back already.
I think you might be wrong. I think it doesn't come out until November.
Ryan. I'm Russian, you know, Ryan.
Nick, can you think of any shows that are coming up that you're looking forward to?
Sure. I've got a mic shirt and then in my wallet.
Oh.
In your wallet?
Next to the pictures of my fake kids.
Hey, now.
What? Hey, now. Come you're an all-star. Get the game on.
Okay. Is Dark Materials comes out November 3rd on HBO.
That looks awesome.
Yeah,
I like with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, see here. I mean, most of the stuff's already kind of. So, Mandalorians November 12th. You have Devs 2020, Westworld 2020, Man in the High Castle November 15th, Snowpiercer on TBS 2020.
I'm looking for that. Forward.
Yeah, Stumptown's already out, and Prodigal Son was the other one I had written down.
Sorry. Wait, they're making a Snowpiercer show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
The train just keeps going.
Jennifer Connelly's in it, and there's actually a couple of big actors in it.
Interesting.
If you haven't seen the movie,
it's an underrated movie, in my opinion.
Well, because it's an independent film, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it. Jay said, you got to watch Snowpiercer. It's the kind of movie you like. And I go, all right. And I loved it. I thought it was great. Saw it like
yeah, Chris, months. Chris, you would have got a kick out of it this year at Comic-Con. They had Snowpiercer booth. And when you waited in line, you got a
Chris Evans.
You got a cockroach protein bar.
You got to eat, right?
Yeah.
Soylent Green is people.
All right.
Soylent Green is people.
Before we finish up the show, we have yet another email.
two files.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't think we've ever had two emails in one episode, have we?
What's that?
Have we ever had two emails in one episode?
Maybe once.
I don't know, but we had a fake one for Jack. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. That fake email. Yeah.
Anyway,
she never wrote back in for her drawing either, so she must be fake.
I know, right?
It's so weird. Or she likes real art.
So. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. All right, so anyway, this email comes from Matthew Carter, titled Ramblin' On. Hey, Jack, Chris, Nick, and Matt. I see.
I love this email already.
I like how you put me last, so save the best.
It's like your verses.
Has anyone seen Silicon Valley? If so, what are your thoughts? I really enjoy it so far. So clearly you're not through the whole thing, just checking. Also, I'm curious to what streaming services you guys use, cable versus Hulu versus Netflix, etc. Keep up the good work on the podcast. Look forward to it every week. Best, Matt.
I love Silicon Valley. I turned Jay on to Silicon Valley. I said, it's your people. You need to be watching this.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's stupid. You know, it's just fun to tune in and not to give a shit and just laugh, you know,
and super relevant. I mean, it's like they're so spot on with like people, you know.
I think it's hilarious.
The last season's coming back soon, I think.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
yeah. Is what's his name going to come back?
So no spoilers, because he's still working through it. So I don't think so.
I think he burned bridges.
I think he got kicked out.
Let's not name who it is.
Again, I won't name who it is, but he burned bridges over troubled waters.
No. All right. So
Paul Simon?
some of the characters from the show, Richard Hendricks, Eric Bachman, Nelson Big Head, Bigetti.
I love Big Head.
And Bertram Guilfoyle, which Guilfoyle is probably one of my favorite characters in the entire show.
Yeah.
He was
in Party Down, right?
He's been on Freaks and Geeks.
If you haven't seen Party Down, check out Party Down.
It's Party Down is funny. Yeah.
I think it's like two seasons. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's right.
Adam Scott.
Is that the catering company?
Yes.
Yes. That was a good show.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot that he was in that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, so Silicon Valley is definitely a good show. I'm looking forward to the last season. See how it finishes.
I love Silicon Valley.
Do you like every time you hear what's the governor of California right now?
Newsom.
Jerry Brown.
All I can think of when I hear it's Gavin Newsom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the mayor of California. Governor of California. What is the name of the bad guy essentially in Silicon Valley?
Oh,
Gavin.
Yeah, you're right. Gavin Belson.
Belson. Whenever I hear the governor of California being referenced in the news, all I can think of is signing his name like a big, huge penis.
He was the bad guy in Big Brother. Not Big Brother, Big Love.
Never saw Big Love.
Never saw Big Love? Watch it until the final season. Then you just got to stop.
That sounds like a real promising review.
I saw shows like that.
Big Love is excellent. The final season, they Dextered it. I mean, just
really?
All the hell. I was like going, what the fuck are we doing here? Anyway.
I wanted to just mention a couple other characters because I don't want to forget Dinesh because he's basically the foil to Guilfoyle. And Donald Jared Dunn. So Jared, who comes from The Office and who was – it's funny because I love him more on Silicon Valley than I did
in
The Office.
Oh, my God. He's so good in Silicon Valley.
I hated him in The Office, but he's money. And he's basically almost the same character, would you say? Yeah.
Very similar, but for whatever reason, like it
works on Silicon Valley. Yeah. He's hilarious,
and not to mention Monica, as well as Jia Yang, who lives in the house there.
I like him too.
Yeah, so
I like the guy, the rich guy,
Jack Barker.
Yeah, no. I think that's just
no. Russ.
Yes,
Hannerman. Yeah,
he is hilarious.
Not that I'm reading this from IMDb.
He has no filter, so he's hilarious.
Yes. So, no, I love that show and all of the characters that they pull in from the small to big. The music's great. It's a fun show for sure.
This is a show I wouldn't recommend to my wife because I know she wouldn't like it. But Mindhunters, I know she would, and she won't watch it.
To just follow up for Matt's email, streaming services that you guys use, so or prefer?
YouTube TV. I prefer YouTube TV because it provides everything I would ever. And I never watch it, but if I wanted to, it provide me all the necessary local channels.
Cobra Kai.
In Cobra Kai, right. But primarily use YouTube TV for local sports broadcasts. I also have Netflix, which I mean, everyone's has Netflix. I feel like, but as provided to me by T-Mobile for having more than two lines or two lines or more. I think that's all I have.
So no Hulu for you. Do you have Prime though?
Oh yeah, Prime Video. I have Prime Video, which is I forget that I have Prime Video because it's just there, and it's one of the services that is nice because I pay for the service of Prime, for Prime, and then I don't consider Prime Video as like an add-on payment just because it's part of that service, which is nice. I'm looking forward to testing out Apple TV Plus. If anybody buys a new phone or anything, you get a free year of it. So I'm looking forward to getting my free year of Apple TV Plus.
Unless you're a couple weeks early.
Yeah, that sucks.
You were like a whole month early.
No, it was like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I have Hulu, And for the longest time, I hated Hulu because of the commercials. And then I realized, oh, I can pay more to just get no commercials. That just fucking makes sense. So why would I even pay? Like, why wouldn't I pay the extra $5 to just not watch commercials and get that extra time in my life? We have Netflix, and really looking forward to Disney Plus. I did the sweet deal where I paid for 2 years up front to get that third
for 1 month.
Yeah, 1 month. And all of the stuff that's coming through on that, really looking forward to that. Like, tons of Marvel stuff, tons of Disney movies, tons of, like, old stuff and new stuff. And so those are about the – oh, and I kind of go back and forth on HBO.
Dude, like Disney. Oh, yeah, I have HBO.
I'm a partial HBO watcher.
JP says, yeah, Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Pay for that? You're doing it wrong, man. You're doing it all wrong. Wait
5 seconds. You can skip the little ad and
yeah.
I don't know. So I've heard.
Amy says she's using Philo. You know, I've heard about Philo. That's is that
what is Philo?
It's a type of bread dough that you cook in the.
Philo, it's it's a channel. Was it? It's like a, it's kind of like a YouTube TV competitor, isn't it? Yeah, 58 channels at $20 a month.
Really?
Are they local channels?
It does not look like it's local.
Because I'm trying to get I need ABC Live.
Well, that YouTube TV will give that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I have a computer software program that is not kosher. And that is how I watch all my TV.
I have Amazon Prime, so I can watch Man in the High Castle, Matt's favorite show. I have Netflix. I have the CBS app, so my wife can watch the Good Fight, Good Wife, whatever it is, and I can watch Magnum PI, and we also have Hulu, so I can watch Rewatching Lost, so I can watch Lost. And I think that's it.
You don't have Lost on DVD or Blu-ray or anything?
Yeah, but I don't have a DVD player.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I had to review an episode of Lost with Jack on the show, and I may or may not have had the benefit of logging in. And because I also have like the old school like Lost like DVD set that looks like a weathered case that they found in a hatch somewhere.
That's season 5.
It's right there on his shelf.
Yeah, Jack's got it. Yeah.
I have that plus a few other ones, and I was like, dude, I don't even have the fucking DVD player to put it on. Like, I don't have a Blu-ray player at all.
This explains why you haven't seen Das Boot.
But I realize I do have my Xbox. Yeah. I have not used my Xbox to do stuff.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Xbox. All right. Okay.
Dot Boot.
That's Boot.
It's going to make its weekly appearance on the show.
I also have
Reddit.
I want to know if any of our longtime listeners, I don't know about anyone in the chat, but I wonder if anyone has bought DOS Boot, just how many times we've mentioned it. Like, what the hell is DOS Boot? Like,
I've seen it.
You can shop at amazon.com/JanJack and get your own copy of Das Boot.
You can get your own copy and watch it before I do.
Yeah. For $8.
Has it been like over a year?
It's over a year.
No, it hasn't. Well, maybe it was. I don't know. Because I was living here in this house when I got it. And I've been here not yet a year. So I moved in to this house on Thanksgiving Day last year.
Okay.
Kayla mentioned in the chat Hulu Live, so you can get the Hulu Live TV. I fucking hate Hulu's interface. I think it's terrible. Like the interface of utilizing the app itself. Go ahead, Jack.
Hulu Live, you can watch the shows like ABC shows live.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, how much is that?
I think Nick just took Matt just took a piss on the air.
Well, it's supposed to say, I think Matt's done this whole episode.
He can only hold in so much gin.
That's it. I'm just going to move him. I think I can do it. So,
well, and what? Oh, poor Jack. So I will share this though. If you're looking, if there he is again. So one of the great benefits of YouTube TV is that it does have an unlimited cloud DVR, right? So you can just record whatever the hell you want and not to worry about it.
Jack. Well, because we do Dancing with the Stars, my wife and I. So it's, but we don't have ABC, so we have to. and she works Tuesday night, so we can't record until Wednesday. So it's like 2 days later. So if we had Dancing with the Stars live, we could watch it live.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out. My wife goes, "Well, why don't we just get spec?" I go, "I don't want to get cable again. Why wouldn't I get cable again?" She goes, "When we cancel Hulu," I go, "Can't cancel Hulu because I don't have a DVD player. I need it for Lost."
Oh, I forgot. I do have a DVR and I have antenna TV, so I do record stuff from time to time. So
that's another option too. If you have the right setup, you can do all of this without any services, right? So it takes a little bit of legwork. You have to put some stuff in the house and have the right equipment. But if you have a digital antenna that is a good quality digital antenna, depending on where you live, you have to choose a digital antenna that's going to be good for your range within the television stations that are near you. And also, you all want to have, you know, good or not have too much leaf or coverage or any mountains in the horizon or whatever. But if you have a good digital antenna, not the old school rabbit ears, but the digital version, mount that on your roof or you put that in your attic. And if you buy this box, it's called the HD Home Run, which you can get on jandjack.com/Amazon. Did I do that right? Yeah, I did. jandjack.com/Amazon, you get the HD Home Run box. Now, what it is, it's you pay, I think, $150 if you want to get a good one. It's a little miniature cable box that works as a decoder, right? So you get the signal from your digital antenna, wherever you have it mounted, and you run it to this box. Now, that box has the ability to take in all of the signals that are coming in through your antenna, and it has a built-in DVR to it as well. And if you have this app called Channels, you can get that for iOS and get an Android Marketplace as well. And what Channels does is it provides an interface that you can use on your television, right? And what it does is it takes all of the available digital over-the-air channels that you have in your area and puts them into your Verizon Fios or Xfinity or a Comcast or whomever your provider is. It sets it up into like an interface that you can interact with. But at the same time, you can also use it to do recordings. So your initial investment there, $50 to $100 on a good quality digital antenna, $150 for this little box that works to decode everything. And then I think the app is probably like $20 to $30 itself to do all that. So you have a little bit of an upfront cost, but it'll be able to get you all the stuff in perpetuity for no additional fees.
I used a DVR Plus was the one that I used. And it doesn't have an app, but you connect to the internet and it decodes like whatever the channels are. But I also have a DVR that way so that I can record. There's a couple channels that just come in a little glitchy. So just because of where we're at. So
yeah.
So then that's where it's like, okay, I guess we'll watch those on Hulu and then I'm lazy. But comes in handy though when you're away and you're wanting to record a live game and then you come home and you're like, well, I'll see how the Colts did against the Raiders, and then you're just like,
they lost.
Then you skip through because you're like, fuck.
If you live close, like in a metropolitan area, you can get one of these things. I don't use it anymore, but I did. It worked great. Called I think this is the Mohu Leaf. And this is actually the antenna.
Huh.
Right? So you can just mount this up in the window or against the wall or whatever. And it has like a coax cable that comes off of it. And it has a powered, adapter goes to it as well. It amplifies the signal.
Was life simpler in the 60s?
Yeah, but it sucked in comparison.
You had your channels. That was it. You turned on the TV.
But you couldn't miss anything. You were just like,
oh, I get that. But look how complicated this is. You got to buy this. You got to buy that. You got to buy this. And in a couple of years, every network is going to be streaming.
There's a reason why you're bald, Jack. There's a lot of waves going around in the 60s, you know. Tenfold hat, you know.
I mean, the thing is that you have a lot more a la carte. So, like, if you don't want something, you can just go without it for a month.
Yeah, but it's almost like the same problem when you get your cable and you go, well, I want this. Oh, but I have to get this. I got to upgrade. I only want this one channel, but I got to upgrade to $40 more for this one channel.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the same thing with the streaming service.
Check that's you making it not simple. Like, if you want simple, just get one of these for $20 and get all the over-the-air stuff for free that you got back in the '60s.
Yeah, you still got to skip through those commercials that you recorded.
If you want all the additional stuff, you got to pay for it.
Yeah,
or not if you're like me.
Or if you want to be a pirate like Nick that lives off the
These things work pretty good, Jack. You can definitely make it work. You want this one? You can have it.
All right. I'm going to come up and get it.
I'll mail it to you. Gummies.
Perfect.
By the way, you can also mail me some stuff now, too, because it looks like Indianapolis is getting a little bit more lax on things. So.
Yeah. I might need to send all my vaping stuff to you guys to then mule it back to me because it's been banned in my fucking state.
Well, I started to tell you earlier, I saw on the news a couple hours ago that a Utah study at some CDC-like place confirmed that all the deaths have come from illegal, we've talked about that, of THC. Yeah. So it's nothing to do with the nicotine or the flavor or anything else. It's all these, because like there's been 14 deaths now, I think, and it's all coming from THC. It's nothing to do with the nicotine or the tobacco. So they just need to stop it.
You know? But Massachusetts just needs 4 months, 4 months of a temporary ban so they can run all the tests and figure out how they can tax it so they're not going to lose money and all the money they're losing.
14 death is bad, but how many people died from cigarettes? And yet,
dude, died. It's so fucking stupid. Yeah, so Amy mentioned Rhode Island as well. So Massachusetts issued a 24, or 24, I wish.
Fucking massholes.
A four-month ban, and the very next day, Governor Raimondo down in Rhode Island, who has no fucking clue what she's doing, also banned it in the state. And here's the thing that pisses me off is that they're veiling this under like a flavor ban, right? Yeah. And everyone's quoting how, oh, the kids are getting their hands on it, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not the fucking reason why you're in the news talking about a ban. You're in the news talking about a ban because people are dying. Right. And that was the impetus behind Massachusetts being better safe than sorry and putting a ban in place. But everything they banned is not what's hurting and killing people. Right. It's all under the same, you know, umbrella of conversation. It's driving me crazy because it's fucking terrible. And then we had this in the after show. But I've had a friend of mine who is going to have to close his doors to his shop, and he lost $250,000 last week.
It's not right.
No, it's not. But
again, if that was the cause of people dying, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I get it.
But again, you know, McDonald's kills people every day. You know, well, they might be a sponsor today. Fast food restaurants kill people every day. It's not healthy to eat that crap.
And I got into an argument the other day on one of those, I don't know why I did it, but I went to one of those, you know, community pages on Facebook.
Don't do it.
I did, and I'm sorry for it. But like, and I got into an argument with this woman who was like, oh, well, the kids are getting their hands on it, and it's making them sick, blah, blah, blah. And someone's like, well, how are the kids getting it? And she's like, well, they're buying it online. And so my response was, and they're talking about fifth and sixth grade kids, right? I go, well, if your fifth or sixth grade kid or junior high or even high school kid is having an issue where you don't know and you can't monitor what they're fucking buying online, your problem is not with the vape industry.
Right. Yep.
It's true.
Bye-bye. Bitch.
So that really puts on your crawl.
You can't argue with people like that. It's like,
no.
It's like you can argue with Matt on the political.
Don't step into that.
So I was able to order some stuff online to be shipped here, but I'm assuming that once things kind of get going, that's probably going to cease to be a possibility.
I mean,
so
how will they know? Just from the box?
Well, my assumption is that it's not how will they know by the box. It's the fact that any company who's going to be shipping these types of materials out will most likely be audited from time to time, if they're not already, in looking at shipping records, et cetera, and there'll probably be a penalty that people have to pay if they send to a state that is not legal to send to. Well, because it was like that for the longest time in Massachusetts with alcohol. You couldn't buy alcohol or have alcohol shipped to Massachusetts. So, like your wine of the month clubs, your beer clubs, the people that you think you can take part in, you know, across the country, were unable to be done in Massachusetts. But that's been since gone. So now you can do that. But
and there's one thing we know: people in Massachusetts don't drink.
Not at all.
What's the guy? What's the guy that owns Tesla? What's his name?
Elon Musk.
Musk, yeah, like you know, he sold what, a year ago, a year and a half ago, he sold flamethrowers, which you can't do, and so he just labeled them not a flamethrower. So we could just label vaping fluids not vaping fluids,
right?
But he has the money to stay out of jail.
That's true. His flamethrowers are pretty limited though; like they only went like 3 feet. Or 3 or 4 feet. Like I want the World War II style flamethrower that goes like 30 yards.
Exactly. Yeah. Something breaks into your house.
Yeah. So I want the one from the Brad Pitt. You know,
Someone breaks in your house and you're using a flamethrower, I'm gonna burn this person to death.
Yeah,
possibly my house, but fuck you, you're dead, and
you're not stealing my stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all on fire now,
honey. It was a big spider.
Yeah, that would be the other half of it. Like
that was fun. That was a funny scene though in that movie.
It was like, oh yeah, you guys have seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, haven't you? Have you guys seen that yet?
No, not yet.
So like in a lot of classic Tarantino films, he'll loop one little thing from earlier in the film back into the end of the film.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, when that happens, it's comedic gold.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It is so funny. Which made me like Nick. I wanted to get one. No one's gonna fuck with you if you have a flamethrower. No. They're just not.
Well, to loop things from the beginning of the show to the end of the show here, I think Chris needs to go wake up his baby,
little Susie,
bring him back on the show so we can say goodnight. Properly, we've been recording for our typical hour and a half here. So, are we doing a bonus show at all?
We usually don't with a live show.
This is the bonus show.
Yeah. We usually don't with a live show. So, I was gonna kind of move us towards that wrapping it up kind of segment.
And next week our show will be a Lost show. We'll be discussing two episodes from Lost next week.
We're going to a different network. We won't be appearing on the Jay and Jack.
No, we're still going to post it on the Jay and Jack boat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But it'll be a crazy Hank edition.
So
a what?
A crazy Hank edition.
Yeah.
Crazy Hank edition of the RCAD Lost.
I'll have to run it next week.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yeah. So,
Nick, you can still come up with a song.
No, that's only for the RCAD.
I
would be on the RCAD feed.
I was hoping to take the week off.
Anyone remember what two episodes they are?
No, we've got it in the message though.
And
when are we doing that?
The Schitt's Creek one.
Yeah. Let's see.
So home away from home, and Letterkenny. So
Letterkenny.
I'm looking forward to watching that. It looks hilarious.
It better be a good episode, Jack, that we're watching. And better not, I don't know, find it's like a Shannon centric episode or something.
It's season one.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to find it. Let's see.
Nick and I didn't even get a chance to talk about Abbey Road.
Oh yeah.
Did you know that one of the working titles for Abbey Road, or one of the potential titles for Abbey Road, was Everest?
I did not.
That is also the name of my son. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, nice.
I like the opening there. I like seeing.
Yeah, it's a thick book. I mean, it's because you have the two CDs on the inside jacket and two CDs on the outside jacket, and then in between you have, you know, the whole story of the Get Back sessions, and then it leads into the two huge segments of Abbey Road, and they talk about even, like, you know, Old Brown Shoe and about John Yoko, and I haven't read it all yet, but I read a good chunk of it when I got it.
I like the there's a song that they put on that. And by the way, if you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get this, if you have Apple Music, you can go on to Apple Music and get a lot of that. Of course, you don't own it unless you buy it. I like the long. What is it called? The long one.
Yeah. So just the.
It's a different arrangement of that second half with.
Just the B side of Abbey Road.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a different arrangement of it with She Came In Through the Bathroom Window and You Never Give Me Your Money, like, is kind of up front, and then it comes back to it in the middle. So it's nice. I like some of those outtakes. I like hearing them laugh and talk about different things in the studio. It's always fun. So
right.
Those
are always neat. Like, because I have the John Lennon anthology when it came out, you know, 20 some odd years ago. And I always liked just how John countered in, you know, because he always thought of something just goofy to say. Because the famous one is for A Day in the Life, where you go Sugar Plum Fairy, Sugar Plum Fairy, then Jing, you know, and then there's one for I Don't Want to Take It from the Double Fantasy
Sister
record.
Sister?
That's We're Not Going to Take It. But he starts with, you know, Duh, Eins, Fein, Hickle, Fickle, dan, 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 dan. You know, like, and like, it's just like, just, I just like how he just, that's how any artist would do. It's like, you know, you're not just going to sit there and go, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, it just, they always thought it just give you ways to count in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, he's totally funny. Very wee. If you're watching the country music, Nick, and you keep going with that, eventually you, I mean, this is like spoiler alert for history. But eventually they do mention the Bob Dylan going to Nashville. And just so happens that coming up in November, they're going, Bob Dylan's, I don't know if it's bootleg 15 or 14. I can never keep track of how many bootlegs he's released, but he's releasing one called Traveling Through, which is from that time period of Nashville Skyline. So,
right. I think it's both John Wesley Harding and Nashville Skyline.
Really looking forward to that. So any of the outtakes, any of that period of time, because I have a bootleg of some Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan stuff, and would really like to have kind of the remastered studio stuff. So
yeah, I looked up the soundtrack to it, to the whole series.
Yes.
And that's funny, cause, like, you know, the one song I did mention was, He Stopped Loving Her Today by, George Jones. And I was like, it's actually in the series. I was like, oh, like, how cool. I was like, the, you know, all the songs I mentioned was in it.
I think you were talking about it. And I was like, I'll just let you get to that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So speaking of Johnny Cash, my son loves the song Jackson.
Oh, it's a great song. Oh, yeah.
Man, yeah. Like, and I'll sing it to him, which is completely inappropriate now that I think about it, but I'll sing it to him. But he definitely recognizes his name now. So, which is kind of cool. So whenever we sing that song, he ever hears, and then, like, when we play it, I play it quite a bit actually. He gets all giddy and starts smiling and laughing. Although he does that when he takes a shit too, so
most of us smile when we take a shit. Yeah.
If you have a good one,
yeah, you're happy, you're light and fluffy.
At least his shits aren't hotter than a pepper sprout.
No. Yeah. Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
I came a centimeter away from a blowout right before we recorded.
Oh.
Right. It was like that moment where the poop gets to the top of the diaper, and it had it don't know any more, it would have been a fucking mess. I was like, yes.
I always tell people, I said, just remember, someday your kid's gonna poop and have one of those shit explosions at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's gonna be all over the crib, all up their back. And Cindy always goes, why don't you tell them that? I go, they need to know.
Oh, it happened.
Because it shouldn't be because it was a shock to me. No one ever told, that was a secret back then. No one ever told, I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? Because it was like shit from one end to the other. So people need to know that that's going to happen.
Well, we haven't gotten to the stage yet where he's eating anything other than formula. Is he's 5 months. He's not
yellow poop.
He's not sitting up by himself yet. But he's almost there. Like, I can hold him for a second and he'll tip over. But once he gets to, like, that sitting position where he can hold himself up, so you start transitioning things like the rice and all the real food. And that's when the real shit happens. Like, when once that kid starts eating baby food, oh, I'll never
bets are off, man.
I'll never forget that transition for as long as I live. That was the worst. When my daughter had
and they
pea shits, like from like blended peas. Oh,
and they never do it in the day. It's always at 3 a.m. in the morning. No. It's like
if they do it during the day, it's seconds before you put them in the car. Like, you little bastard.
People always go, why were you late? Well, the kid had a shit explosion. I had to go back. We had to go back and change their clothes. We had to wash them off. I go,
I think
people used to always say, why are you late? I go, then eventually they had kids. Guess what happened? They were late.
Like, I think every parent's had that moment where they're actually, you know, they're out and about and their kid has a blowout, and you just actually look at the scenario where you are when you're in public and you just take those clothes and throw them in the trash. And hopefully you're at a store that sells kids' clothes because you buy them a new outfit right then and there and can get them dressed and get out of the store. That's happened more than once.
We're not saying don't have kids.
Thankfully, both times it was at Marshall's and their replacement clothes were cheap.
Yeah, it's no fun.
Well, if you're a fan of shit, and who's not, or if you're a fan of fans, and who's not, apparently we have some that tuned into this show. You can, as we've mentioned, shop amazon.com/JanPack, or try the reverse of that. One of the two will work. Sherry has a lovely thread of some of the great suggestions.
I
love
Sherry.
I can't wait till she posts your latest one.
Ballsy. That's not on Amazon, though. That's direct.
That's a specific thing.
Okay.
You got to deal with Ballsy. So.
Now you can't get that on Amazon?
Mm-hmm. Some things are not on Amazon.
That blows, man.
Yeah, it blows balls. Anyway, at this point, though.
Oh, I stand corrected. You can absolutely get Ballsy on Amazon.
All right, there you go. I really hate it when you make Jack write. Like, so annoying.
Pretty much that's all the time. I don't know why you keep fighting me, Matt. But go ahead. Keep going on with what you're going on.
No, you go ahead. You close out the show. I'm done. I'm out.
Okay. If you like, become a patron. Go to janejack.com. Just click on the button that says become a patron. You can enjoy this live show. This live show at a certain amount. I can't remember what it is, but a certain amount. These patrons, these lovely patrons that joined us and got to hear all this live talk, which was great. Fantastic. And the two lost episodes are Outlaw and Homecoming. So two really good episodes. It's season one. You're not going to find a dog in season one. So we'll be doing that next week. But we like to thank, we thank every patron. We thank everybody who listens to the show. People who send us emails. We thank you because we don't get a lot of those.
Or reviews.
We haven't had a review in I don't know how long.
Since June.
We'll send you some wax on, wax off. What was that stuff called? I can't remember what it was called. But
Nut rub.
Nut rub. For a review. We'll send you some nut rub. I'm kidding. But we thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for everyone who listened to us. Seriously, we appreciate it. And I forgot to say, though, I've noticed every time I hold a baby, like, I fall asleep.
Oh, thank God.
I cannot stay awake when I'm holding a baby.
I was afraid that you were going to say you drop one.
No. I don't play for the Colts. Anyway.
Hey, don't drop the ball wash, okay, in the shower. Thank you, though, for everyone that did join us at the live. This is always fun when we do a live show. It's always fun hanging out with these bozos. I love to hate them and hate to love them. I do do. I seriously look forward to this time where we get to talk.
It's a blast.
So. Jack's just still tickled that he actually got a good line in.
It took 2 hours.
At least he admits it.
My hands still smell good. You guys gotta get it. It's so good.
Just so I can smell my hands?
They smell great.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. Enjoy it while you can, because they're going to ban it next week, Chris.
Yeah. Welcome back to where we're banning your ball wash.
Some kid's balls exploded because he'd used too much wax on them. Boo!
Yeah. I want my balls.
The kid's balls are exploding. Yeah. We got to ban it.
They're swelling.
So good.
His sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls are exploding. We have anybody left in the chat?
I think we do.
Yeah. They're still listening. They're waiting.
Okay. They're waiting. They're waiting to leave. They just want to leave. Did JP leave a long time ago?
Yeah, probably. He hasn't made a crack in a while.
Gutless punk.
Gutless punk. Anyway, thanks. Thank you though again for everyone and anybody that did write in with an email. If you want a drawing, Matt as well, be glad to send one to you. So. Anyone else? I thought this was a great show. It was one in a nut rub.
I thought it was one in a million.
Oh, one in a million? I mean, one in a nut rub works too.
Yeah,
I think so too.
No, one in a ball wash.
I had a good time.
It was ballsy as always.
Yeah. And thanks again to Ballsy for sending me some free ball wash.
I can't wait to start. I got your email. I'm gonna start sending out stuff for free stuff.
There you go. We'll pull back the curtain, why don't you?
Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Fuck off.